This upcoming newscast is being brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank & Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay Counties to serve their customers. Community strong since 1895. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The only Thumb Area Central Dispatch service that is not supported by a millage is Tuscola County, at least for the time being. According to Tuscola's dispatch director, John Ramirez, Huron County, Sanilac County, and Lapeer County each have recently passed millages supporting their central dispatch centers. He also pointed out that Genesee County is in the process of deciding to ask for a millage to support, noting that Tuscola County is not the only one facing issues with funding for the department to keep pace with expenses and equipment needs. When commissioners were deciding on what millage issues to go for during the August election, they approved asking voters to support millage renewals for the Sheriff's Road Patrol, Senior Citizen Services, and Recycling. They also approved asking for support of a senior millage to fund the home-delivered meal service. Despite Ramirez doing a couple of presentations on his department's needs, commissioners did not support his request to go for a millage proposal to fund emergency services. The main reason they cited for not supporting it was voters might get confused at so many millage requests at one time. Placing a millage to fund emergency services could be considered for the November election. And another local and regional news. According to the preliminary election results, the ballot issues for the Caro Community School District on Tuesday had one proposal passing and one failing. The proposal for a $36.6 million bond failed by 124 votes, with 1,096 no votes to 972 yes votes. The issue was approved in Almer Charter Township Precinct 1 with a vote of 212 yes votes to 193 no votes, and it also passed with 969 yes votes to 334 no votes. However, the issue failed in the other four precincts. The Caro Community School District extends into the townships of Ellington, Juanita, Wells, and Indian Fields. The other ballot issue for non-homestead levies passed by 641 with 1,394 yes votes to 753 no votes. The results will not be official until the Board of Canvassers verify the ballot totals. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Have you been thinking about a new home purchase or an upgrade to your existing home, garage, or cottage that could be rolled into a new mortgage? This is Mary Dom, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we work with you to help make your dream of home ownership a reality. We have a quick, easy online application process that only takes a few minutes. After you submit the application, you will get an instant answer based on the information you provide. One of our experienced mortgage lenders will reach out to you to discuss the next steps. Our mortgage lenders will meet with you in person or chat with you over the phone to answer any questions that you may have and to assist you through the process. You won't have to wait days to speak with a lender. We pride ourselves on providing the excellent customer service you deserve. We have helped many customers realize their dream of homeownership. Let us help you. Call us toll-free at 866-862-3113 or stop by one of our local offices or apply online at www.thumb.bank. We look forward to helping you. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mary Dom, NMLS number 490488. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Donald Trump squirmed and scowled, shook his head and muttered as Stormy Daniels described the unexpected sex that she says they had in a hotel nearly two decades ago. It was a story that Daniels has told before. However, this time, Trump had no choice but to sit and listen quietly. Years in the making, the in-person showdown between the former president and the porn actor happened on Tuesday in a New York courtroom that has been the stage for Trump's hush money trial. Trump continues to deny claims and has pled not guilty in the case. Trump is charged with falsifying business records related to the $130,000 of hush money that was paid to Ms. Daniels to keep quiet. And another national and international news. In March, Indonesian officials and local fishermen rescued 75 people from the overturned hull of a boat that was carrying Rohingya refugees that capsized off of Indonesia. The United Nations says another 67 passengers, including at least 28 children, were killed. The Associated Press has interviewed 8 surviving passengers who provided the first insights into what happened on board the ship and why the boat capsized. They say the Indonesian captain and crew sexually assaulted 4 women and girls and then grew angry when others refused to join the captain in his bedroom. Passengers say the captain then deliberately capsized the boat before fleeing with 3 crew members. Police say murder charges are not being considered. They've charged 4 people with human trafficking, but have not yet found the captain of the ship. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, May the 8th of 2024. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And also by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay counties to serve their customers. Community strong since 1895.